We will be reviewing Arm Holdings' second quarter 2025 earnings today.
Right.
You want to get past the headlines,
right,
understand what's really happening with Arm and what their performance means for the future of tech.
Yeah.
As a whole.
It's a fascinating time for Arm. Their technology is increasingly at the center of major tech trends like AI and the shift towards energy-efficient computing.
So we've got a stack of sources here, press releases, investor presentations, earnings call transcripts, and we're going to break it all down for you.
Yeah.
Let's start with something that might surprise you.
Okay.
ARM-based chips are now powering all three major cloud providers.
Wow.
That's right.
Okay.
Amazon, Microsoft, and Google are all using ARM in their data centers.
This is a significant shift.
Yeah.
For years, the data center market was dominated by x86 architecture from companies like Intel and AMD.
Right.
But ARM's energy efficiency and performance are making them a compelling alternative, especially as the data centers grow larger and consume more power.
And it's not just about the cloud.
Yep.
ARM is also making waves in the smartphone market.
Okay.
Their latest architecture, ARM V9, is being adopted by more and more phone makers, including Apple.
What's interesting here is that ARM is using what they call value-based pricing for ARM V9.
Oh.
This means they're charging higher royalties for chips that use their most advanced features.
Interesting.
It's a strategy that seems to be paying off as their royalty revenue surged 23% year over year to hit a record $844 million.
That's huge, and it's even more impressive when you consider that smartphone sales have only grown by single digits.
Right.
So ARM is making more money per chip, even as the overall market growth slows.
Exactly.
Okay.
And this points to something crucial about ARM's business model.
Yeah.
They don't actually manufacture chips themselves. Instead, they design the core technology and license it to other companies who then build and sell the chips.
So their revenue comes primarily from royalties and licensing fees.
Precisely. And while royalties reflect past performance chips that have already shipped licensing deals, give us a glimpse into the future.
I see.
They tell us what companies are planning to build with ARM technology.
Okay, so in Q2, ARM's licensing revenue was actually down year over year.
Right.
But before you panic,
yeah,
it's important to understand the context.
Okay.
They had some massive deals signed last year.
Right.
Making for tough comparisons.
But here's the key metric to focus on.
Okay.
Their annualized contract value, or ACV, was up 13%.
Okay.
ACV basically reflects the total value of all the licensing contracts they've signed.
Right.
So even though licensing revenue was down in Q2,
yeah,
the fact that ACV is up suggests that more companies are signing long-term deals for ARM technology.
So that's a strong indicator of future growth.
Exactly.
It means that more ARM-based chips are going to be hitting the market in the coming years.
Right.
Which will translate into higher royalty revenue down the line.
Exactly.
And this brings us to one of the most exciting aspects of ARM's business.
Mm-hmm.
Their compute subsystems, or CSS.
Now, this is where things get really interesting.
Yeah.
Compute subsystems are essentially pre-designed bundles of ARM technologies that companies can use to build chips faster and more efficiently.
So think of it like buying a pre-built house instead of designing your own from scratch.
Exactly.
Got it.
It saves time, reduces risk, and ensures a higher level of quality.
And ARM is seeing strong demand for CSS.
Right.
It's becoming the default starting point for many chip designs, especially in the mobile market.
Take MediaTek, for example.
Okay.
They just launched a new smartphone chip, the Dimensity 9400,
okay,
that's built using ARM's CSS.
This is significant because CSS commands a higher royalty rate compared to licensing individual components.
Right.
So as more companies adopt CSS, it will further boost ARM's royalty revenue.
And here's another fascinating point.
Okay.
CSS is playing a key role in ARM's AI strategy.
Now, we've all heard about the AI revolution, but how exactly is ARM involved?
Well, CSS makes it easier to integrate AI capabilities into chips,
right,
which is essential for a world where AI is becoming ubiquitous.
Okay.
We're not just talking about AI in data centers.
Yeah.
ARM is also using CSS to target the automotive market.
Okay.
Which is rapidly becoming one of the most important markets for AI.
Think self-driving cars, advanced driver assistance systems. All of these require powerful and efficient AI processors.
Yay.
And ARM is providing the building blocks for these systems through their CSS for automotive.
And they're already seeing strong traction. Nearly a third of the world's largest car manufacturers have signed up for ARMS Automotive CSS.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
So we've covered record revenue, the rise of AI, the growing adoption of compute subsystems, and strong licensing trends that point to future growth.
Right.
But there's one more piece of the puzzle we need to discuss.
Okay.
Competition.
Right.
ARMS success is challenging the long-standing dominance of x86 architecture from companies like Intel and AMD.
Yeah.
This is shaking up the entire tech industry.
Right.
Creating both opportunities and threats for various players.
Exactly.
And we're going to dive deeper into those competitive dynamics in the next part of our deep dive.
Sounds good.
So stay tuned for that.
We'll also explore the broader implications of ARM's success for the average consumer.
Okay.
How will their technology impact our lives in the years to come?
Those are some big questions.
Yeah.
And we'll unpack them all in the next part of our episode.
Okay.
See you then.
Welcome back.
All right. So as we shift gears from ARM's impressive performance to its broader implications.
Okay.
It's like zooming out from a city street to a satellite view of the landscape.
That's a great visual.
So from this higher vantage point, what are the most significant landmarks we should be paying attention to?
Well, one of the most striking features is how ARM's rise is changing the competitive dynamics of the entire tech industry for decades.
Right.
By 86 architecture.
Yeah.
Primarily from Intel and AMD, has been the dominant force, particularly in data centers.
Okay.
But ARM's energy efficiency and performance are creating a real challenge to that dominance.
So it's interesting because ARM isn't directly competing with Intel and AMD.
Right.
They don't manufacture chips themselves.
Exactly.
Instead, they're providing the foundational technology that's enabling a whole ecosystem of companies to challenge the status quo.
Exactly. And that's a key part of their strategy.
Yeah.
By empowering a diverse range of partners, they're expanding the reach of their technology and creating a more competitive landscape.
So how are companies like Intel and AMD responding to this challenge?
They're having to innovate and adapt.
Okay.
Investing heavily in research and development to improve the energy efficiency and performance of their own chips.
Interesting.
They're also exploring new markets and applications where ARM's technology might not be as well suited, trying to maintain their edge.
And what about the cloud providers? We touched on this earlier.
Right.
But how is their increasing adoption of ARM-based chips changing the cloud landscape?
It's giving them more options and flexibility.
Wow.
They're no longer tied to a single architecture, which allows them to choose the best solution for their specific needs and optimize for cost, performance, and energy efficiency.
So it's a win for the cloud providers
and
potentially for their customers as well.
Absolutely.
More competition and innovation should lead to better services or lower prices.
Absolutely. And this shift towards a more diverse and competitive landscape is having ripple effects throughout the entire tech ecosystem.
Wow.
From software developers to hardware manufacturers.
Okay.
Everyone is having to adapt and evolve to keep pace.
Now let's zoom in on a specific area of competition.
Mm-hmm.
The legal battle between ARM and Qualcomm.
Yes. This lawsuit centers around Qualcomm's licensing practices for ARM-based chip designs.
Right.
The outcome of this case could have significant implications for ARM's royalty revenue and their ability to control the use of their technology.
So there's a lot at stake here.
Right.
And it's just one example of the complex legal and regulatory landscape that ARM has to navigate.
Right. And this complexity is only increasing as technology becomes more intertwined with global politics and international relations.
Speaking of geopolitics, we can't ignore the elephant in the room.
Right.
ARM China.
Right.
This joint venture operates independently of ARM, but licenses ARM's technology within China.
Okay.
It's a significant part of ARM's business.
Yeah.
But it also presents some unique challenges.
Absolutely. China is a massive market with its own set of regulations and political dynamics.
Right.
ARM has to walk a fine line.
Yeah.
Balancing their global business interests with the specific requirements of the Chinese market.
And all of this is happening against the backdrop of a global semiconductor industry that's facing numerous challenges.
Yeah.
Supply chain disruptions, geopolitical tensions, and increasing competition are creating uncertainty and volatility.
Right.
Making it difficult for companies to plan and invest.
It's a turbulent time for the industry, but despite these challenges, ARM seems to be navigating these waters skillfully.
So what are they doing to mitigate risks and position themselves for long-term success.
One key strategy is their focus on building a strong and diverse ecosystem.
Okay.
They're working closely with partners across the industry, from chip makers to software developers to cloud providers,
right,
to ensure that their technology is widely adopted and supported.
So they're not just relying on their own internal capability.
Right.
They're leveraging the collective strength of their partners to expand their reach and influence.
Precisely. And this collaborative approach is essential in a world where technology is becoming increasingly interconnected and interdependent.
They're also investing heavily in research and development.
Right.
Constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible with their technology.
Exactly. Innovation is in their DNA.
Right.
And it's what allows them to maintain their competitive edge in a rapidly evolving market.
So even with all the challenges and uncertainties,
yeah,
Arm seems to be in a strong position.
I agree.
Their technology is in high demand.
Right.
They have a robust ecosystem of partners.
Uh-huh.
And they're committed to innovation.
They're a company with a bright future.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fascinating to watch them continue to evolve and shape the tech landscape in the years to come.
Now let's shift gears and talk about the broader implications of Arm's success.
Okay.
What does this all mean for the average consumer? How will their technology impact our lives in the years to come?
That's a great question. And I think the answer is that Arm's technology is going to have a profound impact on our lives,
okay,
in ways that we're only beginning to see.
In what ways?
Well, for starters, Arm's energy-efficient designs are going to lead to longer battery life for our devices.
Okay.
That means we'll be able to use our smartphones, laptops, and other gadgets for longer without having to worry about running out of juice.
And that's not all.
Right.
Arm's technology is also going to enable a whole new generation of AI-powered devices and services.
Exactly.
That means we'll be interacting with AI in ways that we can't even imagine today.
Think about it. We're already seeing AI assistants in our smartphones and smart speakers.
Right.
But as Arm's technology becomes more widely adopted, we'll see AI integrated into everything from our cars to our homes to our workplaces.
That's pretty exciting, but it also raises some concerns.
Right.
What about the potential downsides of AI?
That's a valid point, and it's one that we need to be mindful of as we develop and deploy AI technologies.
What are some of the potential risks?
Well, one risk is that AI could be used to automate jobs,
right,
leading to widespread unemployment.
Okay.
Another risk is that AI could be used to create autonomous weapons systems that could pose a threat to humanity.
Those are some serious concerns.
Yeah.
What can we do to mitigate those risks?
One thing we can do is to develop ethical guidelines for the development and use of AI.
Okay.
We need to ensure that AI is used for good and not for harm.
And we need to make sure that everyone benefits from the AI revolution.
Exactly. The benefits of AI should be shared widely.
Yeah.
And we need to make sure that no one is left behind.
So there's a lot to think about.
Right.
But I think it's clear that Arm's technology is going to play a major role in shaping the future.
Yeah.
And it's up to us to ensure that that future is a positive one.
I agree. The future is in our hands.
Yeah.
And we need to use Arm's technology wisely to create a better world for everyone.
Now, before we wrap up this part of our deep dive,
okay,
I want to circle back to one of the themes we touched on earlier, the increasing complexity of the tech landscape.
It's a trend that's not going away.
Right.
In fact, it's likely to accelerate in the coming years.
So what are some of the factors driving this complexity?
Well, one factor is the rapid pace of technological innovation.
Oh.
New technologies are emerging all the time,
oh, yeah,
and it's becoming increasingly difficult to keep up.
And these technologies are becoming more interconnected.
Exactly. We're seeing a convergence of technologies,
wow,
with AI, cloud computing, the Internet of Things, and other trends all coming together.
Right.
This is creating a complex web of interconnected systems that can be difficult to understand and manage.
And this complexity is creating new challenges for businesses.
Absolutely. Businesses need to be able to adapt quickly to these changes.
Yeah.
And they need to have the right skills and expertise to navigate this complex landscape.
So what does this mean for the future of work?
It means that we're going to need to develop new skills and ways of working.
Cool.
We're going to need to be more adaptable,
right,
more creative, and more collaborative.
And we're going to need to be lifelong learners.
Exactly. The pace of change is only going to accelerate, so we need to be prepared to constantly learn and adapt.
So there's a lot to think about.
Right.
But I think it's clear that the future of tech is going to be complex,
yeah,
exciting, and full of opportunities.
I agree. And I think Arm is going to be at the heart of it all.
Now, in the final part of our deep dive,
okay,
we're going to take a look at some of the specific ways that Arm's technology is being used to address some of the world's biggest challenges.
Stay tuned for that.
You got it. Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into Arm Holdings and their Q2 2025 earnings.
Okay.
We've analyzed their impressive financial performance and explored the competitive landscape they're shaping.
Right.
And discussed the broader implications of their technology for the future.
Yeah.
Now we're going to shift our focus to something equally compelling: how Arm's technology is being used to tackle real-world challenges
Okay.
across a range of fields.
Right.
This is where we see the tangible impact of their innovation.
Yeah, let's start with healthcare.
Okay.
It's a field where technology is playing an increasingly vital role, and Arm is right at the heart of this transformation.
Right.
One area where their technology shines is medical imaging.
Okay.
Arm-based processors are now used in MRI and CT scanners.
Interesting.
Their efficiency and performance enable faster and more accurate diagnoses, allowing doctors to detect and treat diseases earlier, potentially saving lives.
Wow. That's incredible to think about.
Yeah.
Technology literally helping us see inside the human body with greater clarity and speed.
And it goes beyond those large-scale machines.
Okay.
Arm is also powering a new generation of wearable medical devices.
Right, like smartwatches that can track vital signs or continuous glucose monitors. That for
Exactly.
people with diabetes.
Those devices are becoming increasingly popular.
Yeah.
They offer a level of personalized healthcare that was unimaginable just a few years ago.
And Arm's energy-efficient designs are essential for these wearables.
Absolutely.
They allow these devices to be smaller, more comfortable, and have longer battery life,
Right.
making them more practical for everyday use.
Yeah.
It's amazing to think about the possibilities.
Yeah.
These devices could revolutionize how we manage our health and well-being.
Absolutely. And Arm is playing a key role in making that happen.
Now let's shift gears to another global challenge: sustainability.
Okay.
How is Arm's technology being used to create a more sustainable future?
Their energy-efficient designs are a natural fit for this challenge.
Right.
They're being used in smart energy grids, helping to optimize energy consumption and reduce waste.
So we're talking about a smarter, more efficient way to manage our energy resources.
Exactly. And Arm's technology is also helping to advance the adoption of renewable energy sources.
Yeah.
Their processors are being used in solar panels, wind turbines, and other renewable energy systems,
Okay.
making them more efficient and reliable.
It's inspiring to see how Arm is contributing to a cleaner, greener future.
And their commitment to sustainability extends beyond just their technology. They're
Gordon.
actively working to reduce their own environmental footprint as a company.
Now let's go from the everyday to the extraordinary space exploration.
All right.
How is Arm involved in pushing the boundaries of space travel?
Their processors are used in satellites, rovers, and other space exploration vehicles,
Wow.
providing the reliable computing power needed for these missions.
So Arm's technology is literally helping us to reach for the stars.
Yeah, it's a testament to the resilience and adaptability of their designs.
Yeah, and it highlights the remarkable range of applications for their technology,
Right.
from the smallest wearable devices to the most complex space missions.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up this deep dive,
Okay.
I want to leave our listeners with a final thought.
Okay.
We've covered a lot of ground today, from Arm's financial success
Right.
to their impact on various industries and global challenges.
It's clear that Arm is a company at the forefront of technological innovation.
Yeah.
Their technology is shaping the world around us in profound ways.
And as we move deeper into the age of AI, the interconnectedness of everything, and the urgent need for a more sustainable future,
Right.
Arm's role has only become more significant.
I agree.
We've given you a glimpse into the world of Arm Holdings.
Yeah.
Their Q2 2025 earnings were just the starting point.
Right.
We encourage you to continue exploring, read their full reports and presentations,
Yeah.
consider the ways in which their technology is shaping your world, and imagine the possibilities that lie ahead.
So until next time, keep learning, keep exploring, and keep diving deep.